It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Many people dream of being their own boss and having their own business. But how do you get started? Contributor Rebecca Harris, talking with attorney Beth Slagle of the law firm Meyer, Unkovic & Scott, begins a two-part series on the basics of starting a business.
So you're thinking about starting a great business and writing a business plan and getting everything off the ground. Many people are really intimidated about the amount of startup work that goes into beginning a business. But before starting and thinking about a business structure or licensing requirements, there's some simple steps, and Beth is joining us today to really talk about those. So I know you have one primary rule, Beth, so let's talk about that first.
One of the biggest things that any of my clients need to know first before starting a business is really only do it if you're passionate. Business, starting any type of business, regardless of how great the idea is, if you want to be successful in it, you have to have passion, because the startup work can just be all consuming.
And it's really much more than just a 9-to-5. Is that true?
Absolutely. All your energy, your time. If you really want to be successful, think of it as 24/7 for at least in the short term.
So when people come to you and say, I got everything in my head, but I just want you to set up the structure. Can we just go? What do you say to them?
Hold on.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. There are a number of things that, in addition to picking out a corporate structure, that really need to happen first. First of all, you should write your business plan. And every successful business needs a business plan, which really maps out your company's goals and methods of execution. It really keeps everybody on the same page, and it serves really as your company's resume. You can hand it to funders, to banks, to potential partners, to potential shareholders, and say, this is what my business looks like right now. This is what we want it to look like in the future. It really can help with funding efforts as well. It lays the roadmap for what your business should look like in the future. Now, any business plan should lay that roadmap, but the basics, it has to include a balance sheet, income statement, cash flow analysis. It's the roadmap and the resume that helps you make good business decisions and hopefully avoid unforeseen complications down the road.
So that old put it on a napkin and that's enough, when your clients come to you and say, I got it on a napkin, you're like, okay, I want to see a real written business plan. And I think you're right, because if you're looking for venture capital money, or you're looking for angel money, or you're investing your own money, or going to family support for money, a napkin might not do it.
A napkin is a good start.
Okay, so great. So you've gotten past the business plan stage, and we hope it's at least two or three napkins and maybe even written on a computer. So then you're going to go into what's your next step?
Really, pick a name for your business, and that's simple enough to do. And depending upon the name of your business, there is something called a fictitious registration. And unless it is your last name, you're required by state to register whatever name you pick for your company. And if you don't do that, there are legal consequences as well. So if your business doesn't register the name and you end up wanting to sue somebody for an uncollected debt, you can't do it. So following that, picking a name and actually filing the fictitious registration along with the filing fee, there's always a filing fee, is something that's really important.
And I know we're going to put up some of the links to where you can find these things on the internet on the WESA website. So that'll be great. And that'll be a resource for people to check out. So you've picked a name, and now comes the big stuff.
The big stuff really is choosing the appropriate legal structure. And there's a number of different ways to go about picking the structure that's right for your business. I mean, we've all heard of sole proprietorships and corporations and partnerships and what's right for you. And so much of it is really dependent upon what liability you want to assume, as well as what tax consequences you want yourself and your company to go through. So with sole proprietorships and partnerships, they're really the easiest to form, because there are not many government-related documents that need to be filed. Basically, you pick a name, and you can start your business. You get an EIN number, but there's no corporate document that needs to be filed with the state. They have consequences, though. I mean, you are assuming all the liability of the sole proprietorship as well as the partnership, and tax consequences. They are taxed as individuals, as individual taxes, as opposed to a corporate entity type of tax.
So that's real differentiation in terms of looking at like some corporations and LLCs, which are a little bit more complicated and expensive to set up, but they might offer you more benefits in terms of protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the disadvantages of a sole proprietorship or a partnership is that you are solely responsible for all liabilities and debts of your business. There's no protection whatsoever.
Interesting. So we've talked about that a little bit. Now you're going to go in and you're going to really create the business paperwork. So that's creating the different pieces that support the type of company that you have, Beth. Is that what that is?
That's true. And for a sole proprietorship and typically a partnership, a basic partnership, there's nothing that's required by state that you have to file. Now, one of the things that you need to keep in mind, that doesn't mean that there aren't certain licensing and permit requirements that are absolutely mandated by state. And that's something that cannot be overlooked. But in terms of a limited liability company, what's mandated by state or articles of organization, and it's always good to have an operating agreement. Corporation has to have articles of incorporation and bylaws. Nonprofits, the same thing, articles of incorporation and bylaws.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Rebecca Harris, business contributor, talking with Beth Slagle from the law firm of Meyer, Unkovic, and Scott, about the basics of starting a business. And again, when we hear all this, and I hate when I talk to women business owners and they say, it just seems too daunting. How am I ever going to really start up a business? And what would your response be to that? Because we don't want to discourage people from starting businesses. We need small businesses. So what's your feedback to that?
Really, the best advice is if you are confused at all, take the time, pause, talk with some friends, but get advice. I mean, your accountant and your attorney will be your best friends in terms of starting up a business and seeing it grow. It's not that difficult if you have the right guidance.
And I think those costs to invest in an accountant and an attorney up front are ones that we say are really important. They might be an upfront cost, but you'll certainly recoup it in the long run. So you've gone through, you've looked at your licenses and your permits, and then I know we, insurance. Let's talk about insurance. So, we all need so much insurance in life. So tell us about that.
Business insurance is an imperative for any company. But it's particularly important when you're talking about sole proprietorships and partnerships, because remember, as the owner of a sole proprietorship or a partnership, you have sole responsibility for all liabilities and debts of the organization. So when we're talking about business insurance, which is important for any company, go to your insurance agent or your attorney and find out the types of insurance that are applicable for your business. But the basics that any business needs to have are general liability coverage, workers' compensation coverage, if you have employees, business interruption coverage, and property coverage. Those are definitely the basics that any business should have.
Great. And so, again, we'll have some links about that information. But a lot of that is what's involved in either taking a class or a program or learning about starting a business. And certainly talking to people is really, really important. So now we're going to talk about something really fun and sort of your first big step. Let's hear about that.
Hiring an employee.
Yay.
Yeah, that really is. Right after the picking the corporate structure and getting your organization up and running, really hiring an employee is the next big thing on the list. And because employment law is so highly regulated, basically every step that you make in that regard, from hiring the employee to business decisions along the way to the termination of the employee, it's regulated by state and federal law. Knowing those laws in advance will really be helpful, knowing whether you need a contract to document your hires, release agreements if you are going to terminate somebody, how to terminate somebody. Those are all critical in terms of if you're going to have employees, regardless of even if it's just one employee, you need to do it right.
And I think it's really important in hiring employees. Many times businesses think, well, I don't want to take on another mouth to feed. But that's really how you grow your company. And And I guess we've talked before, you don't need to necessarily know all these laws, but you need to know the questions to ask. Is that what you recommend to people? Because it'd be a lot to learn all this stuff.
It would be a lot, and that's why there's specialists who do that. So
ask for help.
Ask for help.
Ask for help, right. You have a business idea. You're an entrepreneur. As we know, some of us who have been entrepreneurs, we're great generalists. We're not great specialists sometimes. So knowing the roadmap and what you have to do and then really going and seeking outside resources. Well, thank you so much. It was great talking with you, Beth, and we'll look forward to talking to you again on some other aspects of law and small business. But what a great opportunity. Beth is with the law firm of Meyer, Unkovic and Scott, and she's here today talking with us about starting a business in business law.
Thank you very much.